is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor@USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Watch the greenbacks tumble.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, blissed. Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USAprepares.com, and we're broadcasting 2 hours daily from high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. Tom is engineering the broadcast. Converging threats are confronted daily by your instructors. I'm Vincent Fennelli. Dr. Sheely, are you blissed?
Am I ever blissed, Seth? I am. Yes.
It's great to hear your voice, Dr. Sheely.
Always good to be with you, Vincent.
Dr. Sheely, you are a medical doctor, a surgeon, surgeon of the year, PhD times three, and Native American medicine man. I just want to make sure that our class knows who you are. Dr. Sheely, I have so many questions and thoughts today for you. And one of the things that we should talk about, you sent me an email yesterday about the power of prayer. I suggest that we do that on the second hour of the broadcast because you have some very definitive thoughts about the power of prayer.
Okay, sounds good to me.
Okay, and I remember, back in the 1950s and the 1960s, the Catholic Church that I attended with my parents and grandparents always prayed for the conversion of Russia, and they prayed for the conversion of Russia from the 50s, the 60s, the 70s, and I think it stopped in the 80s when there were some signs that Russia had been converted. So we'll talk about that. But coming up, like immediately on my list, is I've noticed that if I eat corn out of a can, which I don't do very often, but if I do, I immediately, within moments, get a stomach eruptus. I mean, I get a stomach ache to beat the band. It's really painful. And my question about that, Dr. Sheely, is could that be linked? It doesn't always happen with all corn, just some corn. If I get locally grown corn, for some reason, if our neighbor grows it, and I believe he uses non-genetically modified seeds to grow his corn, I don't get that stomach eruptus. Is it possible that that is from genetically modified corn that would cause me to have that violent reaction?
I think it's probable, Vince. I mean, obviously, there's a couple of other things, including monosodium glutamate, which a lot of food mafia companies use indiscriminately in almost everything because it does enhance the taste and make you want more of it. It tickles the taste buds into thinking it's something great. Mm-hmm. And so monosodium glutamate can also cause a lot of problems. And I'm not even sure they put it on the can or on the label frequently, but I think genetic modified, let's face it, genetic modified is not good.
Yeah. Yeah, and I don't really have any problems with what nature's been doing all along with our food supply and with our planet. We're evolving, and it seems to work just fine. And when we start messing around with it, that's when we seem to have the problems, like putting fish, you know, cold water fish genes in a tomato. And I'm very concerned about that. Even Prince Charles is concerned about that, or at least he says he is.
Well, I certainly agree, and the companies, of course, won't tell you how much of it is genetically modified, but there's all kinds of evidence that a great deal of sweet corn is genetically modified.
Mm-hmm. Dr. Shealy, one of the things that I've noticed, I have some DVDs that I've been watching, and they were lent to us. And I've noticed that they're of television shows, and it's nice because I don't have to watch the commercials. But I don't watch much TV, and if I don't think that there's some educational value to putting something on a television screen, I absolutely won't watch it. But there's a program that I've been watching. It's called Homeland, and I really have a problem with the vulgarity, the innuendo, and just some of the scenes in it. Here's my question. The reason I'm watching is I believe it really shows what the CIA is doing with their spying, their snooping, how they don't, even the CIA employees don't trust each other. It's just a mess watching these people depict what Hollywood thinks of the CIA. I think it's an eye-opener. But the point is, the foul language that I've seen creeping into the media, even on some radio broadcasters used to just absolutely filthy language on the air, I see that that's creeping into our society. Do you think that that's possible, that the foul language is creeping into society from the media, from the radio, and from television? Where do you think?
You know, the average person, remember, is watching 40 hours a week.
Yeah.
That means there's a lot of people watching much more than 40 hours because they're getting mine and yours.
Yeah.
Those poor guys are watching. I can't imagine that I average an hour a week.
Yeah.
I watch Antiques Roadshow occasionally.
Mm-hmm.
That's about it. I don't really care for anything else.
Mm-hmm.
And I would rather read a book.
Oh, sure. Sure. But, you know, Dr. Shealy, there are people who have talked to me off the air, manufacturers of current products, and they're saying, yeah, people don't want to read. They want to look at pictures. They want to get their information from pictures. It seems to me that would stunt our vocabulary. It would stunt our ability to become creative. I think the more words you know, the more inventive you can be, because you can discern fine shades of difference if you have a larger vocabulary than if you have a grunt vocabulary.
Well, I totally agree. And, you know, my actual favorite thing to do is not to go to bed to read, because I fall asleep too easily. But to sit up in a nice, mm-hmm. comfortable chair, mm-hmm. for an hour and an hour and a half each night before I go to bed, it sort of quiets me down, getting ready. I read things that I enjoy. I don't read, you know, anything that isn't somehow intellectually stimulating,
mm-hmm.
but not, you know, worrisome. I don't read any, just as I wouldn't go to a violent movie or watch a violent television thing. I don't read nonsense.
Right. Right. No, I don't either. If there's no historical value, if there's no scientific value, if it's not real, I can't even start reading it if it's not about reality. I have a real tough time with non-real books.
I would say for at least 40 or 50 years, even when I went to movies, which I used to, I would only go to comedies and musicals, period. And if I were going today, and I don't miss them, I don't go even to those today, but if I were going, that's what I would choose. We have enough serious things in the world. We don't need to watch it be recreated or made worse on the screen or even in a play.
Mm-hmm. And I think we've talked about this before. We don't have the heroes today that we used to have. We don't have anybody to look up to. Dr. Shealy, other than you and a few of our other instructors, I don't have very many people that I can look up to. Especially, seriously, I'm not kidding. I can't look up to a single politician. I can't look up to our president. I can't look up to anyone in Congress. I can't look up to any ball players, even musicians. You know, my wife went to school with a very, very well-known musician. If I mention his name, everybody would know this guy. And I can't even look up to him because he supported a lot of what Obama's doing. I'm thinking, what happened to him? There's literally nobody in the public arena other than you and a few of our other instructors that I look up to. Seriously. I don't have any heroes. And I'll bet you there aren't very many people who do have heroes.
Well, I agree. It's very difficult to find a true hero. And, of course, by the way, a hero, officially, the definition of a hero is someone who does something for the good of others without public acclaim. They don't do it for public acclaim. They do it because they want to help people. There's a big difference. And so there's no sports person who's a hero. They may be great jocks, but they're not heroes unless they do something other than the sport.
Well, since you mentioned sports and jocks, there's a post, I think I put it on the website, I think I hit publish this morning, that deals with a woman who has been taking anabolic steroids. And she's been taking them to such a great extent that she has gone from female to she's getting closer to becoming a male. She even has male, the beginnings of a male organ. And she, seriously.
Hey, halitosis, better no breath at all, I guess.
Well, my question deals with, okay, obviously anabolic steroids can cause some problems. Can you tell us, I mean, let's see, who used anabolic steroids? Sylvester Stallone, he's admitted it. Arnold Schwarzenegger, he's admitted it. And you look at these guys, you know, when they were in their peak, you'd say, oh, wow. How could they, you know, look so muscular? What could they, what are they doing that I'm not doing, you know? So they look superhuman. When we come back, can you tell us some of the dangers of anabolic steroids, what it could do to your body, and maybe why we should not do it? Dr. Norman Shealy, normshealy.com. I'm Vincent Finelli. This is USAPrepares.com.
And the winner of fallback pricing is you. The results are in from Freeze Dry Guy's You Be the Boss, Tell Us What You Want Us to Put on Sale campaign. After getting phone calls, emails, blog, and Facebook comments, nominating your favorite freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods, you the people, you the bosses have spoken. We the staff at Freeze Dry Guy have listened, as we've done since 1970. So now, one item and one entire line of food are on special sale until the end of October. The entire line of popular non-GMO and gluten-free foods are 20% off. The Family First Responders Kit, loaded with delicious freeze-dried foods like hearty beef stew, lasagna, and mouth-watering strawberries, is roughly 30% off. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com to order or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, and make your own deal. Thank you, boss.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own healthcare decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Dr. Norman Shealy's with us, and Dr. Shealy, we were talking about anabolic steroids. Arnold Schwarzenegger has admitted using them. Rocky, as we've seen him on TV, Sylvester Stallone has admitted using them. Do they make us wear out faster? I mean, do they pump us up for today and we pay for that tomorrow by becoming less healthy, or do we damage our organs, or what actually is the downside of anabolic steroids?
Well, the downside in the long run is just huge. It's sort of everything you've mentioned plus a lot more. But basically, the very interesting thing about it is anabolic steroids actually then stop you from making your own natural androgens. And in men, for instance, that it leads to shrinkage of the testicles, inability to make your own testosterone.
Mm.
And in women, of course, it acts as an increase in testosterone and can, of course, cause everything from growth of facial hair to deepening of the voice. Of course, acne is another potential side effect. The anabolic steroids actually are significantly negative in is affecting the immune system. They depress immune function. They decrease glucose tolerance. So essentially, they increase insulin resistance and act very much like ultimately type 2 diabetes. And when it gets bad enough, this can be irreversible. You know, it can actually increase the risk of true diabetes. It also inhibits thyroid-stimulating hormone and therefore actually leads to low thyroid function. It also leads to multiple drug abuse. For some reason, people taking a lot of anabolic steroids, for some reason, are driven to want more and more and more and more, and they get into other so-called mood-enhancing street drugs, et cetera, et cetera. So the bottom line is natural approaches that help you optimize your own production are great, and artificial anabolic is not good, period.
Dr. Shealy, I know someone who uses steroids and to bulk up. And I believe that it has altered his personality to make him...
aggressive.
Yes.
That's the basic, you know?
Yes.
The basic thing is it is mood-altering and makes people more aggressive.
And I wonder because, you know, you see a lot of these men in uniform, the cops, you know, they work out and they want to stay in shape so that, you know, they can tackle us faster and they can beat us up faster. And, you know, some of them really look in fabulous, fabulous shape, that shape that is seems to be unobtainable naturally.
And, yeah, you know, it's true. I saw... Last weekend, I had some visitors from Wisconsin. I hadn't seen these people in 31 years. This one young man who was 9 when I last saw him. Now, I mean, he's actually distorted in his body. It's abnormally bulked.
Mm-hmm.
And he's had all kinds of problems with depression. I didn't ask him about anabolics, but, you know, steroids, but I have a strong suspicion.
And I'm wondering if that's part of the reason why the police are so aggressive today. I mean, they're being trained that we are so dangerous they have to be aggressive, but I'm wondering if they're enhancing that along with the microwave radiation that's, you know, it's in their police cars. I wonder if it's, you know, enhanced even further with the anabolic steroids, just putting them on the edge all the time so that when they pull you over, you know, and you just look out of your window, I mean, that's enough to set them off.
Right.
Make them want to drag you out of the car, and they're just ready to pummel us. And I'm just wondering, are we at the point where that could be true? The combination of all these things are making these guys, well, actually aggressive, I would say, would be the minimum that I'm
well,
seeing.
You know, it's interesting, Vince, because there's another side of this, and it may somehow be related to what we're talking about, and that is the marked increase in estrogenic substances in our environment. You know, a lot of petrochemicals are estrogenic. Dish detergent, pesticides, herbicides, and a lot of other things.
Let's talk about when we come back, Dr. Shealy. Dr. Norm Shealy, normshealy.com.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family. Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified, super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
I always have a lot of fun when I'm on the broadcast classroom with Dr. Norman Shealy. Dr. Shealy, you mentioned estrogenic chemicals and compounds and dish detergents and pesticides. Back in the 1960s, there used to be a commercial on television for Playtex gloves, and they were gloves that women would wear when they washed dishes. And their claim to fame was they're so thin you could pick up a dime. And they showed it, you know, an image of a lady washing dishes in the kitchen, and there was a dime at the bottom of the sink, and she could just reach in with these Playtex gloves, and you could pick up that dime. Now, the reason I'm mentioning that is it seemed like that is what you needed to do if you were going to wash your dishes. You need to use gloves to protect you from these estrogenic chemicals. Is that right?
Well, the interesting thing is the gloves themselves are probably estrogenic.
Ah.
A lot of plastics, a huge number of plastics, such as PCBs, BPAs, phthalates, PHA-LATES, all of these are estrogenic. And, it's everywhere. If you've got plastics seats. That's estrogenic. Mm. You're sitting on estrogen-producing stuff, and it comes into the air, and you breathe it in. It's everywhere, of course. So you want to avoid plastic of all kinds, almost, as much as possible. And let's not forget microwaves. When you put some plastic in a microwave, of course, I don't even have a microwave oven. I don't believe in them. Mm-hmm. I think they're dangerous and have lots of negative effects on whatever's cooked in them. But if you put a plastic anything in there, it's going to release even more of that estrogenic stuff. And don't forget that soybeans have a lot of estrogenic potential. And I don't think people were really meant to eat a lot of soybeans.
Mm. So, Dr. Shealy, are we talking about becoming more feminine with these estrogenic compounds?
Well, not only becoming more feminine, but actually remember that the sperm count in males has decreased from over the last 60 years from 150 million to under 50 million. And when it gets down to somewhere between 20 and 25 million, men are sterile. They can't produce anymore. So we're over two-thirds of the way down towards zero, and part of that is because of all the estrogens in our environment. So some of these men may be taking anabolic steroids because they are not, their estrogen has inhibited them from making their own testosterone adequately.
So they're taking estrogen in its place?
Well, I mean, the estrogen, they're not taking it. It gets into them because it's in the environment.
Yeah, well, that's what I mean.
Yeah.
So, wow. Well, because I've noticed that more and more men are looking more and more feminine. They're looking, you know, Dr. Shealy, when I was in grammar school, there was no such term as man boobs. There was...
Hey, I've seen many men where I said, boy, you know, I know many teenage girls who would be proud of those.
Well, seriously, that was all the way through high school. I've never heard the term, even through college, Dr. Shealy. I'm talking through the 70s. There was no such thing as man boobs. That was not a term that was discussed. So it seems that we as men have become more and more feminine, and I think along with us becoming more feminine, we are less able to make decisions. We are less able, you know, well, I'll think about that because really it's kind of complicated, and, you know, we're not men anymore. We're a bunch of wimps. Now, I'm not saying that women are wimps. I'm just saying that men have lost the ability to lead their families.
Well, I think that is true. As a matter of fact, Vince, I looked for 20 years to find a physician that I thought had enough energy to manage my clinic. I interviewed 100 physicians, nice people, but they were all wimps, and they could never have managed the kind of patients that I was seeing.
Wow. Wow. What were they lacking, Dr. Shealy?
Oomph. Oomph. Testosterone. Okay. A feeling of male energy. Now, I did interview a few women, too, but they were wimpy women, too, except for one. And I found her, but unfortunately, she had a serious illness and didn't last very long.
Mm. So the ability to get started, the ability to make decisions, the ability to stick with whatever it is we're working on through completion is what you found lacking.
Right.
Yeah. I see more and more of that, and that's why I see fewer innovations today, and that's why I see fewer entrepreneurs today. People just give up. It's horrible. I mean, I can't give up, Dr. Shealy. I mean, if I give up, we'll lose the farm. I cannot give up. There's no choice.
Well, to me, there should be no choice for anyone. But, unfortunately, some people, because of whatever reason. Now, come on, Vince. I don't know your childhood that well, but I've met your mother. Mm-hmm. With a mother like that, yours, you've got to have had a good upbringing.
Well, I'll tell you, if I did anything wrong, I knew what the consequences were. And Dr. Shealy, my parents did some things that were very, very unusual. For example, when I was in high school, my folks had dinner parties, you know, with the neighbors. We lived in a neighborhood, and the neighbors had dinner parties. And so, you know, I don't know, maybe once a month somebody would have one, and the neighbors would just socialize and get a chance to spend some time with each other. And I'm talking about the late 60s, early 70s. Well, in our kitchen was what was called a dry sink. And in the dry sink is where my parents kept beer and alcoholic beverages. And my father said to me, he said, son, if you want a drink, it's right here. This is, you know, way, way, way before I was legally, according to the law, allowed to drink. And he said, it's right here. And you can have as much as you want. And you can have it whenever you want. But you're not allowed to go outside the property and go drinking. So if you want a drink, here it is. You can have as much as you want. And I never really had the desire to drink very much because it was there. I could have it whenever I wanted. But now, if we mention that today, I'm sure the police would be over at my house and haul my dad away.
Of course.
You know, for child neglect, contributing to the delinquency of minors, child abuse. I mean, I don't know what else he'd get hauled away for.
Well,
but
interestingly,
he was right.
My father offered me at age 15 or 16, if I would not drink or smoke until I was 21, he would give me $1,000. Now, he couldn't have paid me $1,000 or $10,000 to smoke, but because of that, I did not drink until I was 21, and then it was, you know, very modest.
Yeah, and the same thing with us. So we're looking at the spiraling down of our social values, of our ability to get up and go, our ability to solve problems, our ability to stay with it. Boy, I think we're in a lot of trouble, Dr. Shealy, and I really can't see any fix other than getting back to the way we were maybe in the 1950s, where neighbors communicated with each other, they socialized with each other, they looked out for each other's children, and probably if Mrs. Cummings next door saw Pat Guadagno doing something that he shouldn't be doing, Mrs. Cummings would be on the phone to Pat Guadagno's mother saying,
right.
Hey, listen, I just want to let you know, Pat's Pat's being a bad boy. And so we're all on our best behavior. I mean, we really were all the time. Even when we knew no one was looking, we were still on our best behavior. I don't think we have that today.
Well, unfortunately, it starts and has been going on for a long time at the top. The role models, you started off earlier talking about a role model, essentially.
Mm-hmm.
And we haven't had a role model sitting in the White House that would help what we're talking about.
Mm-hmm. And we can talk about that. You've got some thoughts on that. We'll talk about that at the top of the next hour. Dr. Shealy, when I first connected to this broadcast this morning, I was talking with our engineer, Tom. And he mentioned, I said, do you have any questions for Dr. Shealy? And we started talking about depression. And Tom has some thoughts on depression. And I asked him if he would mind sharing them with us. And he said he would share them with us. Tom, are you with us?
I am.
Tom, you've got some thoughts on depression. That was very fascinating what you were saying. The link between legal, in some states, drugs and depression. Please share that with us.
Well, in my experience, I've been finding that the people that I realize are depressed tend to smoke marijuana. And not all of them. It's not that marijuana leads to depression, but it does lead to being very lethargic. And this can lead to laying around and enjoying Facebook, which, once again, isn't bad until it goes on for a week or two. You get home from work or wherever, and you go smoke, and then you just don't do anything. And I feel like it's the feeling of lack of productivity that may be leading to a lot of depression. And I've found myself, when I'm depressed, I just have to go out and do something, get up and be productive. When I've been jobless before, I would go out and buy a rake and hand out flyers and go rake lawns. And whereas it doesn't sound like it's exhilarating, it gets me out there, and I feel like I'm doing something productive, and that will stave off that. But I find that the being lethargic will lead to that, and marijuana does not help.
Smart guy, Tom. That's remarkable.
Thank
so what
you.
Your friends really need is oxytocin instead of marijuana. They really need to boost their own oxytocin, which would give them a feeling of being okay and then wanting to do something.
And the winner of fallback pricing is you. The results are in from Freeze Dry Guy's You Be the Boss, Tell Us What You Want Us to Put on Sale campaign. After getting phone calls, emails, blog, and Facebook comments, nominating your favorite freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods, you the people, you the bosses have spoken. We the staff at Freeze Dry Guy have listened, as we've done since 1970. So now, one item and one entire line of food are on special sale until the end of October. The entire line of popular non-GMO and gluten-free foods are 20% off. The Family First Responders Kit, loaded with delicious freeze-dried foods like hearty beef stew, lasagna, and mouth-watering strawberries, is roughly 30% off. Go to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com to order, or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, and make your own deal. Thank you, boss.
You're the kind of person who makes smart choices and is always prepared. That's why the PrepMart.com is perfect for you. Cook a great backyard meal with steam in about an hour with the Can Cooker Jr. Normally $74, on sale now for just $64.95. It's great for camping and emergencies, and batteries are on sale. Up to 10% off our low prices right now at thepretmart.com. Great customer service you can trust. Get prepared at thepretmart.com. That's thepretmart.com.
In times of disaster, internet and mobile networks will go dark. A wealth of online information will be completely inaccessible. Now, imagine the most extensive survival and disaster preparedness library ever created, with information for every possible scenario still available to you without online access. That's the survival key. Ben Franklin said it best. By failing to prepare, you're preparing to fail. Get your survival key at GetSurvivalKey.com. Quite literally, the key to your survival. GetSurvivalKey.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling, and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days, and keep all your money? You can! It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info, or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256, or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Watch it.
God, you're
when you go to the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, our engineer Tom in Minnesota had some thoughts on depression, and his response to whenever he felt inclined to be depressed, he would go out and be productive. Tom, please continue with your thoughts.
Well, if I was going to continue, first I want to prep with, I'm not opposed to legal, I don't want to say legal, decriminalized marijuana, because I feel like the criminalizing marijuana leads to higher arrest rates for pretty much what seems nonsense to me. But having said that, I also feel like the legalization of marijuana recently is becoming much more of an epidemic amongst young kids. And it's not necessarily a bad thing as long as you could use it responsibly. It's like any drug. And I feel like that's it's becoming a major issue amongst people my age, especially considering the potency of marijuana has been going up over the years. And now, in actually most European countries, people don't actually smoke the marijuana itself. They refine it into hash. And it's kind of a lengthy process, so most people don't even do it in other countries. But here, we've mastered the perfection of it, and we actually use things like butane to create incredibly strong variations of it. And there's, I actually have a friend, really nice, cool guy, and he's discovered that there's this stuff called dabs, which is a really highly refined hash. I think it's, he said something like 90% THC or something, which is preposterous to me. That's insane. But he'll take one hit and be practically passed out. Two hits, he is passed out, and I feel like if you make it to a third, he'd be comatose. Not that it's legal or lethal. I'm sorry, but it's definitely painful watching him, because he did have a drug problem at one point, and it's almost like he's fallen back into it. Except for this time, it's a much closer to being legal substance than anything else he's ever done. So my concern is the potency. And, you know, if you've got it growing outside or something, it's just naturally occurring, that's, you know, that'd be fine. But when you're making it to a medical grade and you're designing the stuff for cancer patients, I mean, you're trying to nullify pain completely, and that your average productive citizen does not need that in their system. And it's, I just can't imagine wanting to live life like that.
Dr. Shealy, what are your thoughts?
Well, I'm totally with Tom. I think criminalizing marijuana is ridiculous, because forbidden fruit is more attractive, and it's just part of the problem. I think people need to be educated and encouraged to use natural, safer things and do more things and basically, again, I think the most important thing is that approximately 80% of people are not happy. 40% are truly clinically depressed, and another 40% have what I call subclinical depressive miasma. That is, they're just a few points away from depression. Those people need to stimulate their own system to make oxytocin. So, it's so important to have your own system feeling right. So, in my experience, Air Bliss is the simplest, safest, quickest way to stimulate your body to make its own oxytocin and make it feel good so you don't need those other attempts to feel okay.
If I may hop in, another thing that I find may cause depression is your sleep schedule. I find a lot of people that do late night stuff, once again, usually not productive, just staying up on the computer all night, staying until 3, 4 in the morning, and then sleeping until noon, tend to be really depressed. And getting your clock on time with the sun, your daytime, you even just getting up when the sun gets up just makes you feel better. And I found that for myself, that was what changed my life, was changing my schedule. And, I mean, when I was a teenager, I slept till all hours of the night, so...
Well, you're right. And, you know, the other thing about that is that the light of a computer turns off your ability to make melatonin, which helps you to sleep, you know, so it's inhibiting the natural sleep mechanism.
Class, when we come back, Dr. Shuley and I are going to be talking about natural products. We'll be talking a little bit about Kayani. We're going to talk about dogs and cats dying. About 4,000 have been killed or injured.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Stanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential. Reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z, 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.